Hey there, my name's Oisin Lunny and welcome to Audio Talks, presented to you by Harman. And this episode, we catch up with one of the most dynamic DJs on the planet. Welcome to the podcast, Martin Garrix.
Yo, good morning.
What's up, man? Great to see you. And thanks. I appreciate you have the DJ schedule, the DJ life. So this is that early morning for you at time of recording. So we really appreciate it, man. It's great to see you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And where are you joining us from today? That's a cool background. You've got a pool table. You've got some fun stuff. Table football in the background.
I'm in Volteran and they set up this room with a microphone for me here. So, I'm here with JBL. We're doing a show here later today, which I'm very excited for.
Sweet, that's awesome. Okay, we'll definitely come back to that in a bit. But I would love for our listeners just to get a flavor of your origin story. And let's go back to where it all started. Now, I believe you were discovered by none other than the mighty Tiësto. What was that experience like and how did it change your life?
For me, it was a roller coaster. And I started making music and getting interested in electronic music and in trance music because of Tiësto. He did a performance at the Olympics in 2004.
Wow.
And to me, like, the music did something with me. It's something you didn't need lyrics for to understand it. It's something you felt, something that was, it was hypnotizing. I was playing guitar at the time. And then very quickly, instead of writing songs on my guitar, I would go to my computer and make electronic music.
Nice.
And then a few years later, Thijs reached out to Tiësto. And that to me was like the biggest mind
yes,
to be able to work with him and also to learn from him.
Yeah,
we've done many studio sessions together.
Wow.
And we've done shows together, so it was all very, very crazy. At the time when I got in contact with him, I was still in high school. And then I was like, I went to my parents, I told my parents, Mom, Dad, I really want to focus on music because it makes me so happy. I love creating something in the studio that wasn't there yet before.
Yeah.
And my parents said, you know, school is most important for us, but we also want you to be happy. And what they didn't know was that I already did like my intake meeting into another school, which was a producer school.
Fantastic.
But they gave me the green light on a Saturday. And on Monday, I started at the production school. And then 3 months after that, I released a song called Animals. And that was the song for me that changed everything.
Yeah.
And then the real roller coaster started.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much to your parents for giving you the green light there. That's good news for music lovers. It could have turned out very differently, but I get the sense that you have your own momentum there and things were just going to happen the way they were going to happen for you. Your rise to fame and recognition and respect within the global dance music community has been stratospheric. You were ranked as DJ Mag's number one on the top 100 for 3 consecutive years, all the way up until the pandemic landed. And then, of course, many things changed about clubs, about DJing, about the whole kind of music industry. What's been the impact of the pandemic on your life and career? And how did you keep the relationship alive with your fans during this time?
So for me, the only thing that kept me sane during the pandemic was just studio time. And I also had more time with my family, with my friends. Because before I would do about 120 shows a year. And then the pandemic came and I was home for such a long time. And it was such a reset because I was so used to going. And then suddenly the pause button got hit, which now looking back for me was very much needed. Because also creative-wise, I got a lot of new inspiration. And also because I was in the studio and I wasn't rushed. Because normally it was like I would schedule like 3 days in between touring, in between doing shows.
Wow.
And I would have deadlines or like those were the 3 days where you had to deliver. But creating something new, it's not that you can schedule some hours and it will happen. It's something that just comes to you.
Mm.
Sometimes you have an amazing day, sometimes you have a terrible day. And during the pandemic, I had so many days. So it was really good. And then the way how I stayed in contact with the fans for me, it's not remotely close to the real thing.
Mm.
But was doing live streams. We did like a live stream on my balcony. But any way of like just trying to lift people their spirits because everybody was at home. And I think not being able to connect with people is one of the worst things you can ask from someone. Everybody needs a hug. Everybody needs to come together or go to events, go to a bar, go to like art festivals. There's so many things that got taken away, which is not healthy for the mind. So I was mostly focusing on putting out music, putting out live streams and also doing some live stream events.
Yeah, fantastic. And I did notice when you entered the room there that you gave everyone a proper hug, which is awesome. You know, bonus points for that. That's great to see.
I'm very happy that I can hug people again after COVID.
We can hug again. Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned there about the importance of people coming together and, you know, to be isolated is really, you know, it's tough for people. And, you know, you brought people together using your live streams and the gigs on the balcony, etc. But like in terms of your own self-care during the lockdown, were there any routines that you got into to kind of help make sure that you kept your momentum and kept your creativity flowing?
So that was the thing in the beginning of the lockdown when I just came back from touring. I had no routine, and in general, I have the weirdest sleeping schedule, but it got even worse during the first few months of COVID. And my parents, they moved into my place, which was amazing, but like they would wake up for breakfast and come into the kitchen and I would be there like still awake making a hamburger. And my mom was like, how can you live like this?
Yeah.
So I've definitely had some learning moments during COVID. And as you said, it's good to get a routine in. So for me, the routine was like also to try to sleep in a proper, like in a normal way, not just sleep whenever I felt like sleeping. Because that was me before. I'd be like, oh, I'm a little tired. Okay, I'll go sleep for a few hours now. Yeah. Then I would be in the studio from 11 p.m. till 5 a.m. And then like...
Yeah.
But now also with working out, I'm really into windsurfing. It's an old hobby of mine that I picked up during COVID.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think it's all about balance.
Yeah, very good. But you seem to have come through the whole lockdown with, you know, some very positive new habits and new hobbies and things that really keep you on track and energized. Because that's one thing I noticed, you know, when I saw you on Instagram many, many moons ago, it's like the energy from your live sets is just phenomenal. And, you know, you've released a lot of music under different constellations over the years, but never an album as Martin Garrix. Until now. And your new album, Sentio, seems like it might be more of a personal statement. What can our listeners expect from this no filter version of Martin Garrix?
It's a lot of it like the old Martin Garrix, like the aggressive, a lot of instrumental songs, cool, weird vocal chops.
Great.
Because a lot of the music that's getting released nowadays, it's amazing, but I miss a little bit of the energy. I feel like it's all a little bit held back in a way.
Yeah.
And especially now, like I just came back from South America, a tour there, and you could feel everybody is so ready to party and to go crazy again. So for me, I was like, I feel like this is the moment where I'm just going to make a aggressive club Garrix album. I have a few songs which are more melodic, euphoric with a vocalist on it, but most of it is just like high energy. And I played the songs during the last few shows, and the response live that the crowd gave was mind-blowing. I have goosebumps when I talk about it.
Outstanding. Oh, that's brilliant. Great to hear. And, you know, speaking of your releases and that whole kind of creative engine that you're behind, you founded Stomped Records back in 2016. Talk to us a bit about the roster. Who's on the label and what can we look forward to from Stomped Records?
We have incredible artists on the label, from Julian Jordan to Matisse and Sotko, Justin Milo, but there's also different styles on it. And for me, what I wanted to do with this label is to create a platform for the artists. And I want to use my platform to push them as well. And also with the live streams that we did during the lockdown, I used it very often to premiere new Stemmed record songs. It's been over 5 years now with Stemmed. And I feel like the whole team, everybody's grown so close. It's a family. And now with the shows coming back, we're hosting some stages around the festivals this summer. We're doing Tomorrowland, we're doing Creamfields, and I'm very excited, very proud of the team and very proud of all the artists.
Yeah, rightly so. That's awesome, man. Congratulations. And you recently released a fantastic collaboration with Zed called Follow, and it's already been called the perfect start to the 2022 festival season. How did that partnership come about with Zed?
So it's actually pretty funny. Zed and I, we've been talking about doing a song together for, I think, 12 years. And every time we tried to make a song together, we always ended up like partying or distracted or doing something else. Or whenever we were in a studio, it was like we work very similar, but also very different. So it was actually pretty funny to be in the studio with him and to meet in the middle on certain things, because he's very like organized. Like, this vocal note doesn't fit in this chord progression. I'm like, it sounds amazing. I do everything more based on how it sounds on ear.
Yeah.
That's how I started and how I still do it. So it was very funny. It was very interesting. And he's an amazing producer, amazing songwriter, and an amazing human being, which made the collaboration a lot of fun.
Brilliant. And can we expect any more Garrix and Zed party magic coming in the future?
Yeah, 100%.
Awesome.
Also because of the response on this song is very positive. And this is a very festival, aggressive song. We're also thinking about doing a more radio song together. Nice. We're just going to experiment. Like the most organic and best ideas happen when you don't know what you're going to make. When you just go in the studio and mess around, see what you end up with.
Yeah, absolutely. That creative freedom. You can kind of feel it when you hear it. You know, you get that kind of genuine vibe off it. You get the right energy that you guys are putting in.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, what other things can your fans expect from you this year?
So I've done an album under an alias of mine called Area 21. It's me and a rapper, and I play the guitar and produce it and do the songwriting together with Major. Major is the name of the rapper. And yeah. singer, producer, he's a genius. And the concept we started 7 years ago, maybe longer, it's about two aliens. They crash down on planet Earth. And upon arrival, they're like, this is the first time they see borders. This is the first time they see the vision. They see humans as alien. They're like, what are you guys doing here? Everybody's on their phone when you're together. So we did an album based on that.
Wow.
And it's not to bash humans, but it's just to put a mirror in front and like be like, yo, if you look at some things from an outside point of view, it is pretty weird.
Yeah.
And for me, like this was also during the lockdown, a lot of fun. Like we would just jam, I would play on the guitar, and now also there's a band involved. We've done some rehearsals. We recorded a very cool performance, which we might start touring at one day.
Wow.
So that's another project. I'm going to drop some new Area 21 music probably later this year.
My goodness, I'm looking forward to that. That's brilliant. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are now as well. We will be watching that space, as they say, literally. So talk to us a bit about, you know, the role of audio quality. What role does that play in your professional life and in your personal life? Because your records sound amazing. So I'm curious to see how audio quality kind of fits across your whole being.
So for me, audio quality is, of course, super, super important. But because I've been traveling a lot, and also I don't have an amazing studio setup at every location I go to. So sometimes I just use my headphones. But that's mainly to draft new ideas, just to sketch them out, or to do boring stuff like render out stems or like less creative stuff. But then when I'm at home, I have my own studio setup where I think my new studio I've been working for 6 years.
Wow.
So I really know the speakers, really know the sound. And then for me, I'll really dive into the details. But during the creative process, I don't want to dive in too much on how something sounds. I want to just more sketch out all the melodies, chord progressions, here, breakdown, here, atmosphere. And then later I'll go fully into sound design and tweak the sound. And then after I'm happy with the sound, I'll render everything out to stems, which I started doing it a few years ago. And it really changed everything because then I go into mix down and mastering. But before that, while I was working on the mixdown, I would change the sound again, etc. But now I lock everything. I'm like, okay, these are the sounds I'm happy with. And I'm going to try my best to make the sounds that are already there sound the best they can in balance with everything else.
Excellent. Excellent. That's as I say, a hashtag pro tip for any budding composers and DJs who want to make their own electronic music out there. That's actually fantastic. It's very, very useful. And as we mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, you're at the JBL Snow Party. You're going to DJ today, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Many congratulations to any Audio Talks listeners who are amongst the lucky ticket winners and influencers. So this date actually marks the 1 year anniversary of working with the mighty JBL. What have you experienced together with JBL in the past 12 months?
So the past 12 months with JBL have been so much fun. And I feel like it's such an organic collaboration. Mm. And it's funny because I used JBL already way before these 12 months. So there's many videos, many pictures of me actually already with a JBL holding them or traveling with them.
Nice.
I have a remote setup, which I use mainly to record vocals, but I use the JBL for the playback. So we have some really... even some older footage. But for me, like besides the speaker being really great, I also really love the team. Everybody's very welcoming. Everybody's very open for new ideas, for spontaneity. Is that the right word? Spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity. Sorry, English is not my native language.
It's a tough word, even for me, and I speak, you know, it's my first language.
But I like the whole vibe of the team, and also you feel it here. I arrived the day before yesterday. Yesterday we went snowboarding, skiing with the whole team. It was everything that they do revolves around joy and spreading positivity and creating moments and memories for people, which is also what I try to do as a DJ, what they bring with their speakers, because people, they create memories to certain sounds, to certain songs and certain moments. So I love being here. I love being with JVL, and I'm very excited for today.
Awesome. Awesome. It's going to be a fantastic day. I know that for sure. Is there anything in specific that you like about the brand and the products, if you could put your finger on it?
I love how it sounds. For me, that's most important, especially considering that I have to make stuff sound good.
Yeah.
So for me, listening back, even also the headphones, I use the headphones when I DJ. It's nice because I was using it before. Like I was using the speaker a lot already before we started working together. So it didn't feel like a mismatch when they reached out.
That's great. Is there any kind of JBL products that, you know, you couldn't do without, like your absolute essential go-to JBL product?
JBL Charge.
JBL Charge. Good shout. Yeah, totally. I can see that being a proper traveling companion, you know, great sound wherever you go. And I'm sure there are a lot of your fans and a lot of the folks listening to Audio Talks now who are aspiring DJs, and they're very inspired by what you do, how you bring people together, that energy that you communicate and radiate when you're performing. Do you have any advice for any aspiring DJs who are listening to the podcast?
Yes. My advice to anybody, but not even just DJs, but anybody trying to follow a career in art or like as a singer or anything creative, I feel like it's most important that you are having joy in what you do and don't overthink, don't stress. I was stressing a lot in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I would spend so much time on sending out emails, labels, listen to my song, blah, blah, blah. And I would get so sad if I didn't get a response. And now listening back years later to those songs, I totally understand why I didn't get a response, because the music was not there yet.
Yeah.
And I still learn every day. My advice to anybody is try to learn every day. Also challenge yourself. It's nice to find something new and get excitement, get adrenaline out of it. And every small step is a step into the right direction. And sometimes it feels like you're taking mini steps. Sometimes it goes very quick in once, but I think it's not only about where you're going. I think it's about the whole trajectory, and every step along the way, you meet new people, you learn new things, and it's a beautiful process. And my number one advice is enjoy that. And also networking is amazing. If you can find people who share that passion with you. For me, when I went to the producer school, I suddenly was in a class with people who didn't think I was weird. Because we were all weird together, because we all had the same interest in plugins, in synthesizers, in sound design.
Yeah.
We had some different musical interests, but it was so cool to be in a class with 10 people who had the same passion. We would share sample packs. We would share like sound banks. We would share like new plugins, new tricks, new tips. And I feel like the more you surround yourself with people who inspire you, it's contagious. So that's my advice.
That's awesome. Those are words to live by right there. Some great advice. And, you know, if we had a time machine here, and if you could hop back in time to meet your younger self at the very beginning of your music career, is there one thing you would say to your younger self, knowing what you know now?
I would say enjoy.
Nice.
Don't stress so much. Enjoy.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's brilliant. And, you know, back in our time machine, moving forward, to now, you are back on the huge stages. You're playing in front of massive crowds in stadiums, you know, tens, hundreds of thousands of people. How does that feel?
Just in general, to be able to be back on stage, because I did 2 years of no shows. And then just seeing people together is the craziest thing. Like you couldn't think about it 4 or 5 years ago that it at one point would have been a rare sight to see people like massive crowds together. So to be able to see that, to witness that, and to feed off their energy, and to bring them energy, for me, the first few shows, it felt very surreal, and it still feels surreal. We just did the South America run, and I came back and I looked at the footage, and I got a little bit emotional. I was like, wow, it's so beautiful, because I feel like everybody hates Corona, and it's been taking way too long. It's been taking way too many beautiful days out of everybody's lives.
Yeah.
So to be able to see people together with joy, yes, it's for me. It makes me very happy.
Oh, that's outstanding. And are there any kind of big events that you're particularly looking forward to this year? You mentioned Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I'm very excited for Tomorrowland.
Outstanding.
We're closing the main stage on the last day. I'm right now already preparing on some new songs that I want to premiere there, which go along well with the... I don't want to give any spoilers, but they have an amazing theme this year for the festival. An amazing stage design. So even just visualizing that in the studio, like, could be cool. Also creative-wise, lyric-wise, have everything come together in the final show. So I'm working on that. But then also just the whole summer tour. I think we confirmed 80 shows. I'm going to do 5 shows a week for the next few months. Now I'm excited. I've had 2 years to relax, to rest, to make new music. And now it's the time to play the new music again.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure there's many people listening who cannot wait to be down the front at Tomorrowland to see that amazing new theme and the stage and hear your new tracks being premiered. And speaking of which, I have one final question. It's a very important question. We ask all of our Audio Talks VIP guests to choose a track for our title playlist. So what track are you going to drop for our listeners? And it can totally be one of your own.
Can it also not be one of my own?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Cool. For me, Disclosure with Mali Mali. That was the song that gave me so much joy during the pandemic. I did a lot of dancing to that song, and I hope the listeners will enjoy it.
That's a tremendous track. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you. And I'm going to add a track myself, and it's called Funk, a collaboration between a certain Martin Garrix and Julian Jordan. And if you want to get the energy and the excitement of a Martin Garrix gig and his music in general, go over to Martin's social media feeds. You can see a clip on Twitter. This stadium is going off listening to this track. It's just incredible, an absolute banger. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us on Audio Talks. That was an absolute joy. I really appreciate it. Thank you to superstar DJ Martin Garrix.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Listeners, don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share with your friends and family. If you are enjoying the Audio Talk series of podcasts presented by Harman, why not pop over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a nice review. It really does mean a lot, and it helps our new listeners to know about the amazing guests like Martin Garrix that we talk to on every episode. For more exclusive content, some behind-the-scenes goodies, and maybe even some competitions, connect with us on Instagram. You can find us at Audio Talks Podcast. We'll be back soon for some more fascinating and fun and joyful audio talks. See you next time.
Peace!